Would you like to talk about your military service?
Yeah, military service was fine. I remember when they asked us, it must have been about, we had to organize everything from the captain, the whole unit. We were known as the Massachusetts Women's Defense Corps. And we were in different units across the state with, in conjunction with a National Guard unit. And we first trained out of the 102 unit. We were part of there, the Women's Guard. And we worked for a while out of Chicopee, where their Air Force Guard unit was working out of Chicopee at first. And then when they came into Springfield and worked, because it seemed like it was a bigger army that we have down at Howard Street, where we began to train down at Howard Street. One of the unique things about it, though, the office of the Massachusetts Women's Defense Corps, they were secret offices you had throughout the state for emergencies that the National Guard had, was located at the corner of where the new the courthouse is in Springfield, Massachusetts. We were located in the Alexander House, as they called it, that they had to move to another section there in Springfield there down the street. We had our headquarters in that building, although no one was supposed to have known it, but the military. And I was in the field of communication. And the canteen unit, they insisted that all women take canteen course because they didn't know when we might have to just fall in and learn how to set up coffee and food for the military men. But they also suggested other areas we could work in their offices and take communications. I took communications. I was a little surprised when I found that communication also meant learning the Morse code. Oh. Da 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 da. You had to learn the whole alphabet. After a while, after maybe about 7 or 8 months, you got to kind of halfway knew what you were doing.
Do you still remember the whole alphabet in Morse
code? No. That's been almost 60 years ago? Yeah, no. Only thing I remember is the SOS. Da 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 da. Da da dip, da da da. That's supposed to be three da da's and a dip and a three da da da's for SOS. Okay, now that's what you did for anybody when anything went wrong, and then you had to shorten words almost like like soon would be SN. So you only did the two, and so that when you read it, you had to read it like you knew that what letters it fell in. There's a word for that, but that's what you did. You didn't spell words out like would you go. It's W-W-D-U-Y-U, and take out the O, and you had to learn that kind of ordinary speaking and communication, so the other person, the other end, would get an idea. It's not all the SOS was strictly for 911 setup. It couldn't be used in any other county area. Otherwise, you use the W's and the D's in the code work that you use. And it was very, very interesting. They were very consistent with that because they were saying that they couldn't have telephones and things that were they going out on the fields, and because the telephone was a big business then, but they couldn't have them out on the fields. Only the field manager carried, and they had some kind of little box set up where they carried the phones out with them in their cars and et cetera. But we did military. We did military drills. We did the parade drills. We had to learn the parade language, left turn, right turn, rear, rest, cadence and stuff. You had to learn. Oh, we had to learn that and practice and do it. We were called out to drill it ourselves, to drill the 25 of us, you know. We had lieutenant and captain and all this stuff done, just so they had the regular thing with Master Sergeant, who was Stella P. Thomas at the time, and boy, she was a Master Sergeant too. You come in there with your shoes untied, you were given the markdown, given a job you know you wouldn't like to do, she'd have you to do, and she wasn't kidding. So you had to march your P's and Q's. I have a uniform here. Our uniform was a dark brown, and those are the same buttons you see on the Minutemen buttons. They should be shining too, but they're not because they have been in. They've been in a bag, but that, and we had the regular cup-shaped hats, not the flat caps like you see that you see the men have, and the brown shirt, brown shoes. Shoes had to shine. You didn't come in with no messy shoes. You had to have shiny shoes and be on time.